It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
And we are off. All right. So, a lot of stuff in full NFL free agency, right? So, we've got some Falcon stuff to talk about. We'll talk about some Jag stuff, too. The Hawks. I slammed them last week, and here they are in the midst of a 7-game winning streak. We'll touch on them, but the thing that I want to start with is the Brunswick High. Again, I say this all the time. I'm a high school football guy, so I love high school football, and it's my show, so that's what we're going to do. This segment on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden House Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, so what I was saying was, the Brunswick High Pirates have released their 2026 football schedule, and so we're going to take a look at what this looks like. I'm going to be honest with you. I really like this schedule. I think that for what the Pirates, what I think they are going to be, this is a great schedule for, it's a perfect fit for your team if you're Coach Byron Slack. The Pirates are going to scrimmage the Ware County Gators, and they're going to do it over in the swamp in Waycross. I love this. This is a great scrimmage game. Good, hard first test. Ware's a perennial power in the state. This will get, and especially, there are very few places in the state that are harder to win at than Memorial Stadium over in Waycross. It is a tough venue, and it's tough to go in there and win a football game. It's a tough atmosphere. I love the fact that Byron Slack is doing this, taking his crew over to Waycross to play the Ware County Gators in a scrimmage. Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, so Brunswick has got a really favorable schedule here as far as home and away. They only have 3 games that they're going to play away from Glenn County Stadium. 7 home games for the Pirates. Great first step for Coach Byron Slack. They will open at home between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium against the Camden County Wildcats. They will then remain at home on, they'll open that game August 21st against Camden, and then on August the 28th, they will remain at home against the Groves Rebels. On September the 11th, perennial power, nationally recognized program, the Grayson Rams, come calling to Glenn County Stadium. I hope there have been some issues as far as attendance for not just Brunswick High, Glenn Academy too. But there have been some issues with attendance. Glenn County Stadium, I think, seats like somewhere between 7,000 and 10,000. And I would say over the last several years, Brunswick High games, they're getting somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 on average. Grayson is coming to town, folks. That stadium needs to be packed for that game because it is a big deal. It's a big get for the Pirates to get Grayson on the schedule. Brunswick will then enter region play after that, and they'll go on the road toward Augusta to play Grovetown. They'll be back at Glenn County Stadium against Greenbrier. They'll go on the road up to Hinesville to play Bradwell Institute, and then they'll be between the bricks. They're technically the home team in the city championship game against the Glen Academy Red Terriers. They will then be at home again against the South Effingham Mustangs. They'll be at home for a third straight game against the Effingham Rebels. And they will close out on the road up in Augusta against Lakeside Evans. Really love this schedule. The non-region part, your region foes, Grovetown, Greenbrier, Bradwell, Glen, South Effingham, Effingham, Lakeside. You can't do anything about it. You got to play those teams, all right? But the non-region stuff, you got two really tough games in Camden and Grayson, especially Grayson. And then you've got a game that I think most people would agree that Brunswick should win pretty handily against Groves. And then, of course, the tough scrimmage against Ware. So essentially what you have is the scrimmage against Ware to start things. And, you know, you get an idea of what it's going to be like if the Pirates were to make the playoffs, which I think they will, going on the road in an adverse situation, tough environment. It doesn't get any tougher than the Swamp in Waycross. So that's great. And then you get a good stiff test against the Camden County Wildcats. Now, I will say Camden does have some quarterback issues. Issues is the wrong word. They have some quarterback question marks. Their quarterback, who was the four-star kid that had committed to Arkansas, he's transferred back to Florida. So there will be a new quarterback under center for the Wildcats. Now, Brunswick is not without their own quarterback issues. Again, issues is the wrong word. Quarterback question marks. Grant Moore graduates, so there'll be a new Pirates quarterback under center as well. So we'll see. One thing I will say, whoever it is playing quarterback for the Pirates, he will have a lot of pressure taken off of him because the Pirates have 2,000-yard backs returning. So Brunswick is going to run the dang ball. They're going to run the ball a lot. They are not going to be that air raid offense that we saw with Hezzy Kent, Wasim Murray, Grant Moore. They are going to rely a lot on those running backs. And then I like the game after Camden, right? You go Ware, Camden, scrimmage, regular season, and then you come back at home against Groves. So, you know, you can really work on some things against Groves, improve on some things that you didn't do well against Camden, maybe even in the scrimmage game against Ware, and also getting ready for the Grayson game, fine-tuning things that you need to fine-tune post-Camden before Grayson. I like that they've got Groves between Camden and Grayson is basically what I'm saying. All right, so I'll run through this schedule and I'll tell you what I think they're going to do. Camden, flip a coin. I think this game's really 50-50. You know what? I'm going to pick Brunswick to win this game. I'm going to pick Brunswick to beat Camden in the opener. And I think earlier I had picked Camden. I'm going back on that. I'm picking Brunswick to win the opener at home against Camden. I'll pick them to go and take out Groves at home. So that's a 2-0 start for the Pirates. I don't think they're going to beat Grayson. I don't think they're on that level. So that's 2-1. They'll get Grovetown, 3-1. They'll get Greenbrier, 4-1. They should beat Bradwell, 5-1. They should be 5-1. Heading into the city championship game, by my calculations, 5-1 heading into the city championship game against Glen Academy. I don't like Brunswick to win the city championship game. I think this is Glen's year. Brunswick has, I don't know how many years in a row Brunswick's won the dang thing, 3 or 4, whatever it's been. But I think that Glen, especially at quarterback, has less questions. Glen doesn't have any question marks at quarterback. Noonan is going to be the Glen quarterback, super talented kid. Glen wins the city championship game, which takes Brunswick to 5-2. They get South Effingham, 6-2. They beat Effingham, 7-2. And then they beat Lakeside, 8-2. So I've got the Pirates going 8-2. Now, best case scenario for the Pirates. They get the Camden game and they get the Glen game. Those are the two games that I have them losing, right? Or two of the three. They get both of those games, they still lose to Grayson, and they finish 9-1. I think that's best case for the Pirates. Now, can Brunswick beat Camden? Sure they can. Can they beat Glen? Sure they can. So I've got Brunswick at 8-2, but I can see a scenario Best case, 9-1. Worst case for the Pirates. Worst case, they drop the Camden game, they drop the Grayson game, they drop the Glenn game, and Effingham gets them too. I do think Effingham is capable of beating Brunswick. That's been a pretty good rivalry the last 5-6 seasons. Worst case scenario for the Pirates, 6-4. Best case scenario, 9-1. I am picking the Brunswick High Pirates to go 8-2. Look, at the end of the day, even if Brunswick doesn't win the city championship game, in Byron Slack's first season, an 8-2 start in his first year at the helm is a great start. 8-2 out of the gate, you got to be super happy with that. Got to be.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick High Pirates released their 2026 football schedule this week. The Pirates will open their season at home between the bricks on August the 21st. Against the Camden County Wildcats. Brunswick will also host Groves, Grayson, Greenbrier, Glen Academy, South Effingham, and Effingham. The Pirates will venture to Grovetown, Bradwell Institute, and Lakeside Evans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
So the Atlanta Falcons have now made a move at quarterback, And if you remember last week on this show, I said that I thought a really good move for the Falcons would be to go out and trade for Stetson Bennett. That's not what they did. And I've got mixed feelings on the signing that Atlanta did. So the Dolphins cut Tua. The Atlanta Falcons have signed Tua. And you need to really pay attention to the contract terms, because I think it says a lot about the direction of the Atlanta Falcons. They signed Tua for a one-year deal, barely over league minimum. So they're not investing a lot in Tua at quarterback, nor time-wise either on the contract. So I think what that tells you is that the Atlanta Falcons still believe enough in Penix that they still think that he's going to be the guy long term. So he's going to, by this signing, it tells you that. So he's going, when he's healthy, he's going to get an opportunity, unless something crazy happens, to be reinserted into the starting lineup, to become the starting quarterback, and for the Falcons to hitch their wagons to him through 2026 and beyond. And they're hoping against hope that they didn't whiff on the eighth pick in the draft and whatever year it was that they drafted Penix, last year, year before, whatever it was. They're hoping that he's not going to be a bust. However, Tua is a very, he's starting quarterback caliber in the NFL. Tua is not the kind of, he's not the quarterback yet that has proven himself just to be a backup. He is a starting quarterback in the NFL. His numbers last year for Miami, I mean, they're not great, but they're really, I mean, they're good. Over 2,600 yards through the air, 20 touchdowns. He did throw 15 interceptions. However, his completion percentage, almost 68%. Tua is the kind of quarterback that he's not going to push the ball down the field in the air. He doesn't have the arm to do that. He's the quarterback that's going to be really accurate with the football, and he's going to dink and dunk. I don't want to say dink and dunk, but you're going to have a lot of 7, 12-yard pass completions from Tua. That's what he is. He's good at that. Where he gets himself in trouble is trying to 15 yards and above going down the field. He doesn't have the arm to consistently do that. And in the NFL, sometimes that's problematic. It allows you to play the safeties a little closer to the line of scrimmage, which also helps the defense with the run game, if you don't have to respect a quarterback that can just fling the thing all the way down the field. Now, I think this really, I think here's where the mixed bag comes in. The bad side to this is, versus the Stetson Bennett option, Tua is not going to sell tickets like Stetson Bennett would. The Falcons could go 2-13, two and 15, and still sell that place out as long as Stetson Bennett was the quarterback. Tua's not going to have that kind of draw with the Atlanta fan base. That's just a fact. So there is that dynamic. Now, if he gets in there and he has, you know, he gets off to a good start, yeah, his merchandise sales will go up, but he's still not going to sell. Like, I mean, Stetson Bennett wouldn't have to throw one single pass, and I guarantee you his jersey would be the leading jersey in sales on the team right out the gate without him taking one single snap. That's not going to happen for Tua. Where this is a good fit, it is a good fit financially. It is also a good fit when you think about the weapons that Atlanta has, specifically Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts was a high draft pick for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's be honest. Kyle Pitts has not lived up to where he was taken in the draft. He has not. The Atlanta Falcons decided to franchise tag him, so he's basically on a one-year deal. He now has a quarterback that likes to throw the ball underneath to mid-range. Perfect for him. That's going to be a great fit for Kyle Pitts. I am predicting that Kyle Pitts will have a much better season than anything we have seen from him before. And then also, at receiver, Drake London. Drake London is a very talented receiver that has been underutilized by the Atlanta Falcons. He is a guy that is also capable of those 7 to 15 yard routes. Very good at that. Pretty good at running the deep routes, but not as good as the 7 to 10 mid-range stuff. Perfect fit for Drake London as well. Got a quarterback that's really good at that, and that's what really is Drake London is. So from Kyle Pitts to Drake London, and of course, Drake London also a high draft pick that I don't want to say he hasn't played up to potential. I just don't think that he has been targeted enough based on his skill set and what Atlanta had at quarterback. Two big arm quarterbacks in Kirk Cousins and Penix. So until Penix is healthy, Kyle Pitts and Drake London are going to benefit from having Tua at quarterback throwing the mid-range stuff. They're going to have good years. Tua is probably going to have a good... You're talking about a quarterback, 68% pass completion, right? Because that's his game. The 15 interceptions, that's a little troublesome. But perhaps Atlanta, with what they have in Pitts and London, will not try to force Tua to force the ball down the field. And they'll be able to take advantage of those weapons that they have. The conundrum is, based on what they've told you with the signing of Tua, 1 year, barely over league minimum, which tells you they are going to be committed and give every opportunity to Penix to be the guy, is when he comes back, he's a guy that can fling the ball. He can throw it downfield, and Atlanta doesn't have those weapons on the roster. That's why the offense has struggled. Can Penix, one or two things, right? Can Penix either kind of reacclimate his game to step in when he's healthy after everything that Tua has done? And I'm telling you, Pitts and London are going to have great years up to that point where Penix comes back in. So is Penix now going to adopt that game plan and try and stick with the intermediate stuff? Or is the Atlanta game plan going to change? Like, oh, man, we got a quarterback and fling the ball downfield. Let's throw the ball downfield. But even though we don't have the pieces for him to throw to, that's the problem. Perhaps they address that in the draft. Don't know. We'll see. I do know they don't have a draft. They don't have a draft pick in the first round. They won't be picking until the second round, which is why getting a quarterback was so important, because it's a very thin quarterback draft. And now you're talking about not even picking until the second round. So the quarterbacks that are even halfway decent are going to be gone by the time the Falcons pick. There's also the depth issue. They've got Penix, who's going to start the year on injured reserve, and they've got Tua on the roster. That's it. There is currently no backup rostered for the Atlanta Falcons currently, not one. So they're going to have to go out and they're going to have to sign themselves a backup. Now, this still is kind of, and so this is where I'm going with this. This kind of still does leave the door open if Atlanta wants to explore this to potentially get Stetson Bennett in the door. Say, hey, man, you know, you're probably going to be the backup. You and Tua will compete for the job. Whoever wins, wins. You're only paying, you know, you're paying Tua barely over league minimum. So even if he's not the starter and Stetson beats him, that's not the end of the world, because you're not really paying him. Not normal starting quarterback money. And then when Penix comes back, now, man, like, your quarterback room. Bennett, Tua, and Penix in the same quarterback room. Potentially, that's a really good quarterback room. Potentially. We'll see how it all plays out. I love the idea of Atlanta still going after Stetson Bennett. And I just think it is the smartest thing that they can do, just from a marketing standpoint. Fill the stands up, right? You didn't make the playoffs last year. There's not a, I mean, your Cousins is walking. It's a great way to create buzz. Great way. Even if he doesn't win the starting job, I guarantee you his jersey would still outsell anybody on the team. Guaranteed. No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year.
your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Make sure you get on over to Cunningham Jewelers for their National Rarities Buying Event, March 17th through the 19th. Gold, silver, coins, sports memorabilia, and much more. Remember, there is no better time to sell gold than right now. That's March 17th through the 19th at Cunningham Jewelers. And while you're there, have their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
I sat here on the show and I blasted the Atlanta Hawks last week, and now they're in the midst of a 7-game winning streak, the longest in the NBA. They have played their way out of the 10th seed. They're currently sitting 9th, and they do have a chance to potentially play their way up to the 8th seed, which does kind of change the dynamic for them. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like your family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of I-95, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. I blasted the Hawks. Absolutely blasted the Hawks. They're playing well, but it doesn't really change much about what I said last week. And if you listened to the show last week, which I'm sure you did, we are the most listened to sports show in the entire state of Georgia, so I'm sure you heard me. What I said last week was that the Atlanta Hawks were in a position to where they had no franchise player that they could actually build around on the roster. And they were not in position currently with where they are in the standings to be able to get a high draft pick to get a guy to be able to build around, nor were they going to be able to sign anybody in free agency because big time free agents don't come to Atlanta. So they're in a tough spot. Despite that, they're playing well. 7-game winning streak. They are currently 34-31. They're the 9 seed, but they're one game behind the 8 seed. And if they were to get in the 8 seed, it changes things for them a little bit. They wouldn't have to play in the bottom play-in game. They would get two chances to get into the playoffs. And if they win the game, the first play-in game, they would be the 7 seed, and they would draw the Celtics. Now, that's still a tough draw. If they lose that game in a 7-8 game, then they would fall to the 8 seed and they would get the Pistons in the first round. Again, really tough draw. They're only a game away from getting into the 7-8 play-in. Only a game out. I guess the goal here, if you're a Hawks fan, I guess the goal here would be to continue playing well. You know, season, we're starting to kind of head to that point, right, where you're getting down the home stretch. Maybe try to play your way out of the play-in tournament altogether and get a 6 seed. I guess that's the goal here. And the way they've been playing, I'm not going to rule it out. They're at least, I mean, with this winning streak, they're guaranteeing themselves to make the playoffs, at least the play-in tournament. But even still, and I think that's where they're going to end up. I don't think they're going to play their way into the 6 seed. I think they'll finish, you know, either, you know, somewhere between 7 and 9 with the 7 seed, 8 seed, or 9 seed. I think that's what they'll end up with. And if that's the case, I mean, even if you play your way into, you know, a playoff series with the Pistons or Celtics, do we really think the Hawks are beating either one of those? No. And then it really hurt. Like I said last week, you know, I can go round and round with this. It still puts them in a position to where their roster's not that good. The top end of their roster certainly isn't that good. And they're in a position to where they don't have the opportunity to go get a guy to build around. They've done this for, I don't know, 2 decades. Maybe longer. Maybe longer. Tough go. But if you're a Hawks fan, you feel good right now. 7-game winning streak. You've played your way out of the 10th seed. You're sitting at 9. You're a game behind the 8th seed, where, you know, you would get 2 chances to get into the playoffs instead of just 1, where if they do finish 9th or 10th, if they lose the play-in game, they're out. That's how it works. The play-in tournament is in the 7-8 seed. The winner of that gets the 7 seed. The loser of that plays the winner of the 9-10 game. And then the winner of that gets the 8 seed. That's the way it works. So if the Hawks are 9-10, they got to win 2 games. If they're 7 or 8, they just got to win 1. And they'll get 2 opportunities to win that 1 game. So if you're a Hawks fan, okay, you know, feel good about where you are. But in the big picture, in the long run of things, something has to happen for the Hawks to get out of this mediocrity, this bubble of mediocrity that they have lived in forever. I mean forever.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Cold weather is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection. Quarter zips and sweaters for men and women are on sale now. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the Atlanta Braves injury situation just keeps going. It just keeps, but every single week I'm coming on here and telling you about another injury or somebody being suspended, some player that's not going to play. Every single dang week I'm coming on here and telling you. This week's no different. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. This time it's Joey Wentz. Now, most Braves fans aren't real familiar with Joey Wentz, but he was a very high draft pick. He's a pitcher, and he was a dark horse to be able to make the Braves rotation out of spring. Well, he's not going to. He has suffered a torn ACL. He is out for the year. This, I'm not going to say this is a devastating blow to Atlanta, but it's just kind of getting absurd now. This is a guy that Atlanta thinks the world of, so much so that he was in the mix to try to pitch himself into the rotation. And you're going to see, you were going to see him pitch in 2026 at the major league level. You were going to see that. Even if he didn't make the rotation out of spring, he was going to get some starts here and there. Now he's on the IL, and he joins almost a full baseball team of Atlanta Braves that are on the IL. And this further complicates the pitching thing. I guess the starting pitching thing anyway. I guess really if you're the Braves front office, you're zeroed in on Bryce Elder. You're hoping he's the guy that wins the fifth starting job because he's out of options. He's a guy that you know brought up when he was like, what, 22, 23 years old, made the All-Star team, and then hasn't pitched great since. You're hoping that he finds it, he figures it out, so that he's not a bust, and that you can have him on the roster and, you know, get him to arbitration at least. At least get him to arbitration, which right now, if he doesn't make the team in spring training and they decide to go a different route for the fifth starter, the Braves have to release him because he's out of options. So, you know, the Braves are hoping he's the guy, but they thought enough of Joey Wentz to have him in the mix, and now he's done too, ACL. So he joins Spencer Schwellenbach on the IL. He also joins A.J. Smith-Shawver on the IL, and these are all starters, Hurston Waldrop on the IL. None of those guys are expected to be back until like the summer. Best case. Joey Wentz, however, will not be back in the summer. He's done for the year. Torn ACLs are 12 months, unless you're a freak like Ronald Acuña Jr. 12 months. That's what you're looking at for Joey. So this time next year, Joey Wentz, spring training, will just now be getting back to trying to get himself into pitching shape. Into major league pitching shape, which probably means for Joey Wentz, he may not be on the roster next year either. Right out of spring training anyway. And then, you know, with the Braves, there's not a lot of depth, man. There's not a lot of depth. You got two bullpen guys. I've said this so many times. Renato Lopez and Grant Holmes, they're going to be in the starting rotation. And then the guys that are supposed to stabilize rotation at the top, there's all sorts of question marks. Chris Sale is 300 years old. Honestly, Braves fans, come on. Do you really believe that Chris Sale is going to stay healthy with no IL stints the entirety of 2026? Because I don't. At some point, with him being the age that he is, he's going to get hurt. And at minimum, he's going to be on the 15-day IL. Minimum. And then there's Spencer Strider. Coming back from reconstructive elbow surgery. Tommy John. You don't know what you're going to get. Yes, he came back last year, and yes, he pitched, but he was not the same Spencer Strider consistently. We saw it sometimes, but we didn't see it start in, start out before he got hurt like we did. So you don't really know. And then there's all these question marks around his velocity. Now, in the spring, his velocity looks to be okay, 96, 97. They're hoping that he can get it back to where it was around 99 consistently. But still, you're throwing 96, 97 at the major league level, you'll be okay. 99, you're going to be really good. Concerns about his health, too. Can he go the entire season without making an IL stint? Question marks, and not a lot of depth behind him. Can you imagine what would happen if both Chris Sale and Spencer Strider went down at the same time? And the top of your rotation is Grant Holmes and Renato Lopez. And then you've got to go, whoever it is that won your fifth starter, he slides into the three. And then what do you do from there? J.R. Richie? I mean, Martin Perez? The options aren't good. It really does bother me that Anthopoulos did not sign, at least at this point, some starting pitching depth. Some veteran, Lucas Giolito, is out there, but apparently they don't want to spend the money on him. But Giolito is out there just as an insurance policy. I guess basically what they're saying is, hey, we're going to go with Lopez. We're going to go with Holmes. We want Elder to be the fifth starter, and if we sign Giolito, then that pretty much guarantees that Elder's not going to be the fifth starter, and then we're going to have to release him. So I guess that's why they haven't signed Giolito, is because they're hoping that Elder's going to be the fifth starter, where they don't have to release him, and they can at least try to get him to arbitration and keep him in the organization long term. I guess that's the thought process, I'm assuming. I don't know that. I'm just making an educated assumption. But the Braves' pitching depth is not good. If Strider goes down and Sale goes down at the same time, forget it. Playoffs? Playoffs? Playoffs?
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I told you that we had a lot of movement from NFL free agency, and we're going to also talk. We talked a little bit about the Falcons. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the Jaguars, specifically at running back. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, so most Jags fans know, and if you're not a Jags fan, I'll tell you, Travis Etienne has moved on. He is no longer with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He signed a very lucrative deal with the New Orleans Saints. So he is no longer in the fold, and he was the number one guy for the Jaguars running the football. Etienne in 260 carries, over 1,100 yards, and 7 touchdowns. That production is now gone, 1,100 yards gone. At, you know, the Jags, I think, felt okay. I'm not going to say they felt great about losing Etienne, because he is a high-end NFL back. So you never feel good about losing somebody like that. But then they've got the rise of Bashaul Tuten, and they feel pretty good with him as the starter. Last year, Tuten, 83 carries, 307 yards with 5 touchdowns. He's going to get a whole lot more carries. So, and, you know, LaQuint Allen will also be in the mix. And then the Jags did something that is a little curious to me. They went out and signed Chris Rodriguez, who was with the Commanders last year. Of course, at running back. 112 carries, 500 yards, 6 touchdowns. So, you know, decent numbers as far as running the ball. Only 112 carries, which is more than Tuten had. He only had 83. I would assume that that's going to be Rodriguez's same role, kind of the backup guy that he was in Washington, kind of the second string back. You figure that, you know, also they're high on LaQuint Allen, so we'll see how he factors in. There's also DJ Dallas, a former Glenn Academy alum, that's on the Jags roster too. So, you know, it seems to me that what I'm looking at on the roster at the running back position for the Jaguars, a whole bunch of guys that they're hoping can help fill the void that's going to be left by Etienne, but I don't think there's going to be a main guy like Etienne was. LaQuint Allen's going to get a good number of carries. He only had 23 carries or so in 2025. Bashaul Tuten only had 20 or 83 carries. So between the returning running backs, Allen and Tuten, the guys that got a good many carries, you're talking about 100 carries between the both of them. And of course, you saw DJ Dallas play a good bit toward the end of the season with the Jags because of all the injuries they had at running back. And, you know, DJ's a veteran. And, you know, he'll be a good third, fourth string back, emergency back if you need. If somebody gets hurt, you can give him the ball. And be honest with you, I am of the opinion that in the NFL, no one has given DJ Dallas a fair chance. And I think that if someone would take a gamble on him to at least be the number two back, that he would be incredibly productive. I think he's a very talented kid. But no one has to this point, and it looks like the Jaguars are kind of in that same boat where they're like, yeah, you know, he'd be a good gap filler, emergency back, third or fourth string running back, but we don't want to give him the ball to be the guy. What I'm assuming here is LaQuint Allen, Bashaul Tutin will be splitting carries almost as your co-number ones. Chris Rodriguez is going to get in the game a lot, probably as a pass catcher particularly, or a third, or you know, between the tackles, third down back. You'll see that I think the three that you're going to see the most, LaQuint Allen, Bashaul Tutin, and Chris Rodriguez, I think are going to be your workhorses. And if somebody gets injured, then you'll see a good bit of DJ Dallas as well. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Sports are a little different down here. Got to bring it back up. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. I think your running backs, and I really kind of want to go, Bashaul Tutin was the guy that got most of the carries last year behind Etienne, and then you had LaQuint Allen too. And I want to sit here and say, you know, they're going to have an open competition to see who the number one guy is. And maybe they do that, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be running back by committee to try to fill the void that Etienne left. You're not going to fill those shoes. Bashaul Tutin and LaQuint Allen, I don't believe, and they could prove me wrong, are going to be elite NFL running backs, either one of them. And Chris Rodriguez has already proven that he's not. So, you know, they're all serviceable. They're all going to get their chance, and, you know, we'll see what happens as the season progresses. If I were Liam Cohen and I'm coaching the Jags, I'm giving DJ Dallas as many carries as I can in the preseason and leading up into the season and maybe early on in the season to see if he can be the guy, since he's got the most experience. He was a stud at Miami, by the way. A stud. Underrated player. That's what I'm doing.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick High Pirates released their 2026 football schedule this week. The Pirates will open their season at home between the bricks on August the 21st against the Camden County Wildcats. Brunswick will also host Groves, Grayson, Greenbrier, Glen Academy, South Effingham, and Effingham. The Pirates will venture to Grovetown, Bradwell Institute, and Lakeside Evans. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.